This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Friday Night Edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Still plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We'd like you to go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, I think we've slipped down the chart, haven't we, man? Which, didn't you tell me last night we'd slipped down to second or third
place? We were back up last I saw.
Oh, really? Back up to first place?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you can still vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com because it's tight competition this month for the top podcast in the world. Now, we've been the number one podcast throughout most of the month so far. Man, what you're telling me, we're probably still at number one, but it's a tenuous lead at best, so we need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute to do. All you need is an email address. Very simple process, and it helps a lot. It helps us get more listeners, because being number one in the world just attracts more people to the show.
Number two again.
Oh, we need you right now.
You were number one earlier today.
That's right. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right.
And this is, you know, the middle of the month is when we really need it. I mean, we need to hold it all the way through the month. So if you haven't voted yet, very important.
And tell some friends.
Yeah, definitely.
We've managed to hold it the whole month, basically.
As I always like to say.
So far.
Spam your buddy list.
Yep. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, all three of us in this studio, in fact, every host on Free Talk Live throughout the week is a member of the Free State Project. We are all going to the Free State, one of these days. Now, when you sign up to be a Free State Project member, you're agreeing to the Statement of Intent, which says, in essence, that when the Free State Project reaches 20,000 members,
right, 20,000 people,
right, there will be a 5-year window at that point in which all those 20,000 people have to move to New Hampshire.
Right. So if they never reach 20,000, it never goes into effect.
Right.
If they reach 20,000 in 5 years, then you have 5 years from 5 years from now, which
exactly
is 10 years. And if they reach 20,000 tomorrow, you have 5 years.
Now, things are changing with the Free State Project. As of today, there is the First 1,000 program that they've created, which I am actually pretty excited about.
Okay.
If you go to freestateproject.org, it's right up there at the top of the What's New page. There's a little link to give you more information about it. But in essence, I'm considering it a bit of a mini Free State Project, a project within a project.
How's that?
Because the idea is to get 1,000 people there as soon as possible. The idea is to simply say, I'll go to New Hampshire by the end of 2008 if 999 other people will go by the end of 2008. So instead of the five years from when we reach 20,000, it's much more of a sense of urgency with this particular idea.
So it's within 3 years.
Correct. Well, yeah.
If you say today,
yeah,
in the beginning of 2006 now,
right,
then it would be 3 years.
So the end of 2008. So the purpose of the First 1,000 program is to identify those who are really ready to go, the people that are really wanting to go up there and make a difference. Because on Free Talk Live, we've been pointing out, we've talked to Dave from New Hampshire, who calls in frequently with updates from NHFree.com,
mm-hmm,
telling us about some of the amazing protests that they're doing up there, the civil disobedience, some of the neat things that are happening in the state house. There's a lot of pro-freedom things already happening in New Hampshire, and there's only been about 150 people that have actually moved,
right,
as a part of the Free State Project to the state.
And the amazing thing is they have libertarians. Yeah, they have libertarians in the House. It's working. So, and that's just with 130 people.
Exactly. So the idea is, well, if 100 something people can get this much done, imagine what 1,000 people could do. And so that's why I was the first signer of the First 1,000 program of the of this new idea that they have at freestateproject.org, and I'm hoping that you guys will sign up the First 1,000 program.
And they have how many people that are there now? I mean,
there's 26 people that have signed up so far.
No. How many people have actually already moved to New Hampshire?
Oh, about 150 people, I think.
About 150 people?
But those people don't count for the First 1,000,
actually,
right?
Yes. The First 1,000 program will count those people if they sign. It's not going to automatically count them. They're going to have to go and sign it.
They have to go sign, but they've already moved, so they're eligible as heck to sign.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the First 1,000 program is interesting because it doesn't even require you to be a Free State Project member yet. You don't have to be a Free State Project member to sign on to the First 1,000 program.
Okay, why?
It doesn't have anything to do with the original statement for the Free State Project. It's a new statement for people that are willing to move sooner rather than later. And so if that sounds interesting to you, you should go to freestateproject.org and go learn more about the First 1,000 program, because I'd like to see this happen. It's a year, they've got a year-long sign-up window. So it's not like you have to go tonight and say yes to it tonight. They're trying to find that 1,000 people by the end of this year. That's when the window will close.
I see.
So there. All right, 800-259-5791. Johnson, I know you want to talk about open relationships.
That's one conversation I'd like to have.
We're going to get to that. But I want to read something from Joe. He emailed in here at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, in regards to your discussion about prescriptions, we were talking about contact lenses a few days back on the show and how much of a nightmare it is to actually go and get some fresh contact lenses sometimes. You actually have to go, even if you know what kind of contact lenses you need,
right.
You have to go and get another prescription from a doctor before you can actually retrieve the product that you want to get. It's a protectionist racket.
When did that happen?
That's the way it is. You have to have a prescription to get contact lenses.
Yeah, but you don't have to go get another prescription.
Maybe it's that way in some states, but the guy that had originally emailed us, when he ran out of contact lenses, he had to go and get a prescription. Otherwise, it wouldn't sell.
Well, you have to have a prescription to get any sort of medical equipment.
It's outrageous because it's protection for the doctors. It guarantees the doctors a $100 office visit for somebody that already knows exactly what it is that they want. Anyway, here's what Joe has to say. He says, I used to wear contacts. My vision gets worse every year, so I was lucky enough to be able to avoid that hassle. In order to save money, I would wear the contacts for at least twice as long as recommended before switching to a new pair. It didn't bother my eyes, and the doctors always told me that my eyes were in good health, aside from being myopic. I did find that the optometrist was bothered by the fact that I would only buy 6 months' worth of lenses every year. I think they assumed I was buying the rest online, and I didn't mind letting them think that considering how much they charge for the checkup. What really bothered me was that nearsighted people like myself need a prescription. But farsighted people can walk into any drugstore and pick up a pair of reading glasses for $10.
You're having an astigmatism.
Yeah.
What's
astigmatism
that?
Is even
you're
worse.
Both far and nearsighted.
That means you're almost blind, right?
Your eyes are just a mess. No, it doesn't mean that. The eye is blurry.
Not shaped perfectly.
Yeah, your eye is not shaped perfectly, so you are far and nearsighted, which basically means, for someone like me, I cannot see things that are close, I cannot see things that are far, but if it's just in front of me, I can see it.
There's one point at which you can focus, is what you're saying. Well, and then here's another example of
it's a very narrow range
of this prescription game. He says, I used to have a swimming pool in my backyard. At least once a summer, I would get a case of otitis externa, which is an outer ear infection.
Hmm.
This is commonly known as swimmer's ear. It's nothing serious, but it does hurt like hell. After 2 years of this, I was able to self-diagnose. However, the antibiotic solution used to treat this requires a prescription. So rather than being able to go to the store and pick up the stuff and relieve the pain immediately, he knew exactly what his problem was.
Right.
I had to get an appointment, wait a day or two, go to the clinic, wait for the doctor, tell the doctor I had swimmer's ear, wait as he or she tugs on my ear and looks inside it, wait for the prescription, take it to the drugstore, and then wait for them to fill it. It's a good thing we have the FDA looking out for us, says Joe. So instead of just being able to go and get the product he wanted, he has to go through step after step after hoop before he can finally get the relief that he needs. This is protection. You're protecting me from making decisions about my life, making decisions about my health. Am I totally incapable of running my adult life? Is that what these government bureaucrats are telling us?
Apparently, I really can't see how the prescriptions save us. I mean, there's many.
They don't. They cost.
You know, they
cost time and money.
Motrin 600s is what they always prescribe you
for pain.
When they prescribe you ibuprofen, they prescribe you Motrin 6s. Well, it's just three ibuprofen tablets that you get over the counter. I mean, prescriptions are dumb.
Yeah, they really are.
My free market tip: Sam's Club, cheapest contacts anywhere I've ever seen. That's free market solution.
800-259-5791. We want to get rid of prescriptions. If you want to talk about that, do it or change the topic. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Open relationships coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. You can go to map.freetalklive.com and plot yourself on our listener map. There's over 700 people that have done that so far around the world. Map.freetalklive.com. You add your location, your name, your photo if you have one, and even add a phrase to go along with your entry. It's pretty neat, and it's free at map.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson, you wanted to talk about open relationships because we started discussing it, I guess, about a week ago on the show.
I do, but there's another concept I'd rather get to first.
Oh?
And that is something that's been a conversation that's been going on the message boards for a while. And the concept is just kind of a liberty concept that I came up with, how things would work in a libertarian society, how things would work in a free market. And the concept that I came up with is the idea of a rolling contract.
What's that?
Okay. Basically, a contract that you don't have with another individual, but that you could have with a company, sort of like a license or an insurance policy. Now, here's the reason why this came up. The discussion that was being had was in regards to the issue of abortion and the issue of parents' rights.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what was said was, you know, oh, well, an abortion way the country works, and it was just a whole, you know, going back and forth between feminists and men. And basically what was said is the way things work now, if a man manages to impregnate a woman, he's, you know, forced into paying child restitution, even if the woman wouldn't necessarily expect it. And so, you know, is that okay? Should a man have the
There's no doubt that the one-size-fits-all laws that we have are totally destructive to relationships and having children and all
that. Should a man have the right to decide whether or not, have any sort of right over decision in an abortion case? Should the man have any rights there? I mean, should he be able to say, yes, you have to, or no, you can't?
These are big questions, you know, and who's to say?
Well, you are. That's
okay.
Each individual should have the right to say. And my solution for that is, say you're a woman who will never have an abortion, or you are a man who just goes around or whatever, and in a free market, what women could demand is women could demand, say, they would want men who have pledged by making a contract and entering into a contract with a dispute resolution organization.
Right.
I go out, I get a contract that says, if I get a woman pregnant, I will pay restitution. I am legally bound to pay restitution. Now, the general law wouldn't have that. The general law would be open, because we're in a freedom-based society. We can't make a law like that. We don't have any right to make a law like that.
A law that demands that all men pay restitution for the babies that they create.
Right.
Okay.
Now, and you know, it's caveat emptor. If the woman gets involved with him and he ends up pregnating her and leaving her, sorry. However, the women could not sleep with men unless these men had gone with a dispute resolution organization and signed a contract that said, I will pay restitution if I impregnate a woman. That way, those men would then have a license, basically. They would have an ID, and the women would go, well, are you registered with this? No. Are you registered with such and such organization? No. But I ain't sleeping with you, you know?
Interesting idea. So you're telling me that
and romantic, too.
Well,
oh,
no.
Man, witch.
Now, there's been talk in the past. People have talked about people who sign contracts. There are actually people who sign love contracts now.
There are.
That, you know, you sign a contract. Now, this would completely eliminate that. And it wouldn't have to be a romantic. It could be like a thing like, oh, you glance at it, you see it. You know, you see it in their wallet. You know, or you have it. You just, you know, somebody might present it.
By the way,
it doesn't have to be a big deal. It could just come up in conversation.
And on top of that, sex is certainly not romantic, I don't think, in most cases. I mean, look at all the people that go to bars and clubs and pick up people. There's no romance going on there. You just want to have sex.
And if you're not getting some information anyway, that's a good way to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Jail bait. Anyway.
No. So you're talking about some sort of a system that where you could actually check the other person's contract that they have with the for instance, the DRO as you meet them. Like, you're interested in this person at the bar, you might want to take them home, you ask them to see their little childbirth card.
Well, the interesting thing is about it is, yes, that's one example.
Right.
I kind of got to thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, that's an interesting solution for this particular case, but it could be rolling contracts for any number of different things. This could solve so many different libertarian issues, and so many of those laws right now that we think have no solution, this is the solution to every single one of those laws.
Absolutely. Dispute resolution organizations, I think, are a great idea, where every individual will have a DRO backing them up, a set of rules that they agree to live by, and then each DRO has reciprocal agreements with different DROs.
And basically, you could research someone's particular stances on different rules, if you were okay with that or not. You know, with their set of rules that they live by, their code. You would basically define your own code you're going to live your life.
And those people that have one certain code that they like to live by would most likely gravitate towards one another.
Right.
Which, of course, that ties into what we were talking about last night on the show, in that people who think similarly should really get together. I mean, the socialists really should move to California. The ultra-right-wing conservatives really should move to Alabama. And the liberty lovers should really move to New Hampshire. We just need to separate people. I'm not saying separate based on anything else beyond beliefs, beyond how you want to live your life.
You sure gave up one of the most beautiful states in the country to the socialists.
What, California?
Absolutely.
They're already there, man, which that's why.
It's the truth.
That whole West Coast is occupied by socialists.
You know, the funny thing is metros are occupied by socialists.
That's true. Out in the good out in the boondocks, there's good old boys out there.
Yeah, not so many. I mean, they moved to New York as socialists.
That's true.
Chicago socialists.
Utah.
L.A.
Utah is the Mormons. I mean, what do they have out there? Salt.
Well, that's where they ended up. And
yeah, well, they decided to go there. They made that decision. I mean,
I think, Johnson, what you've come up with is a nice little vision of what a how a DRO could work. And that might be one of the things that comes out of a free market. And
well,
there might
the
be competing
thing is
ideas
allows,
in that, too.
It allows the market to drive something like, you know, whether or not people are, you know, whether or not abortion's okay or not. It allows a market to decide, basically, a law that is otherwise undecidable.
I like that. That's good. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Denver. Jeff in Denver going once.
He's out there
Jeff
somewhere.
Jeff in Denver going twice. Jeff, maybe we'll try it some other time. 800-259-5791. So since we're on the topic of sex, let's talk about open relationships.
Okay, I've got to kind of flesh out my thoughts here, but there was, you know, you kind of covered it, and you covered it on spanning two shows.
Right.
And I hadn't listened to both of them when we originally had the conversation. But
and you were against open relationships.
I
you did not have good experience.
Right, because I've had experiences with open relationships, and I've watched other people's experiences with open relationships, and I didn't think that they were good. And I also, even in listening to you talk about your experiences with open relationships, I was actually I was interested and disturbed at the same time, and how you described why you wanted an open relationship, because it was almost pathological.
Can you explain?
Well, your whole reason for the open relationship thing that you said was not normal, first of all, which was your...
Right, I want to have sex with other women, so
right.
I'll be in an open relationship.
It's exciting, so I have to enter the open relationships in order so that that goes away. No, that's not standard. That's abnormal.
Well, you
and
have
we
to explain
to that.
What you mean by that. 800-259-5791. I never claimed that I was normal.
No, this is your show.
It is Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-5791.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. You're listening to Car Clinic Minute when suddenly... Oh, and I was just getting to the good part. If static cling makes your ears ring, it might not be your radio. When we come back, I'll make the answer crystal clear. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. If white noise on your radio has you blue in the face, Before you buy a new receiver, put your detective cap on. Radio frequency interference, also known as RFI, could be caused by the rapid cycling of your car's ignition system, electric motors, solenoids, relays, or switches. Even your car's wiring could be the culprit. To track the source, recall when the noise started and if you had work done prior or since that time. Then investigate the noises in logical steps. Pinpoint the circuits creating static and your radio dial should be clear as a bell. Case closed. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Time for your calls, still about whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there with over 76,000 posts, well over 1,100 people interacting online, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So go take advantage of that. All right, so we're talking about open relationships. And Johnson, you were saying that I am abnormal. What exactly, not that I've ever claimed to be normal, right. What exactly did you mean by that?
I'm just saying what you expressed on, I think it was last Saturday's show,
okay.
Where you were basically saying that the reason why you wanted to enter into open relationships is because when you were in a standard monogamous relationship and you had opportunity presented before you, the sneaking around and the dirty little secret aspect of being involved with another woman is what
that was
excited
to
you. Yeah. That's what excited you.
And basically,
most people, the reason why most people cheat, that's not the reason. I was just saying that
okay.
That particular reason is
what's
a little
the reason why most people cheat?
Just to sleep with multiple people. And that
okay.
For most
you don't
males,
think it's exciting to
for
them?
Most males, that's the drive. The drive is to sleep with multiple people. Now, I don't think that that particular fetish of it being a dirty little secret is uncommon. And that's not an uncommon fetish.
Okay.
But it's still a fetish. I mean, that's just
fetish is kind of a. I don't know if that's an accurate term because I'm not really into
fetish,
that.
Fetish is a very common term. Fetish. I mean, you can have a fetish if you happen to really be you like you're turned on by a woman's hair. Or you're turned on by a woman's eyes
right.
In specific. I mean, if it's not, you know, a fetish can be any sort of weird just thing, you know. You like women who
okay.
Wear,
I understand that.
You know, collars or something.
This is just
know,
something
you know,
that I stumbled across, though. So it wasn't like something that I'd experienced in the past or anything. It wasn't something I was seeking out. I think people seek out their fetishes, right? I mean, they try to...
No, not necessarily.
No.
Fetish doesn't have to be acted upon.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't necessarily qualify that as a fetish. It's just something that I stumbled upon.
Right.
Okay.
Well, there's no doubt about it. That is a fetish, and that is something that affects you. I mean, obviously, it's something that you express that you're definitely turned on by that. Now, that relates to my whole thing with open relationships is that, you know,
when I said excited, I didn't mean turned on. I'm sorry if it came across that way.
Well,
it's just an exciting idea, that's all.
But it was made attractive. I mean, you were. It was attractive to
it
you.
Went away after the
yeah, it was like a switch you could turn on and off.
Okay.
That's very much a fetish type of activity. I mean, that's something like when that went away, all of a sudden, all the excitement went out of it.
Yes,
that's definitely a psychological. That's a fetish type
okay.
thing, and it's just that's not in that's as far as a reason to get into an open relationship, dude. That's not healthy. Like
what are you talking
about? A psychologist, like, you know, you call Loveline, you talk to
So what, I should have just gone and cheated instead?
No, no, definitely not. I'm just saying that's something that, as far as that behavior goes, it's not very necessarily a good reason to get into an open relationship either.
But
I mean,
it made things better. I mean, open relationship
It's certainly a temporary solution. But, I mean, also, you dropped all the, you know, all the excitement out of, you know, whatever that thing is. I mean, I don't know... that doesn't necessarily, that could manifest, that could evolve, and a lot of those types of things with where something you have a psychological fetish for the forbidden, that will find, now that you've explored that one area, mm-hmm. chances are very good.
Like if I start smoking crack or something like that?
No. That same thing.
That's forbidden.
That same type of forbidden, no, but there's a sexual right. relationship forbidden thing there.
I see.
So that could find another way to manifest itself. Maybe it's forbidden for you to cheat, maybe you'll find, because there are certainly aspects of an open relationship that can be considered cheating.
Like, for instance, with my open relationship, one of the parameters was that you'd be honest about things.
Right.
And the fact that,
maybe you'll be a little dishonest.
I see.
And then you'll start getting addicted to that, and then you'll be more and more dishonest.
I highly doubt it, because I'm not a sexual person.
Right.
I don't have the same drive.
I don't know that you want to be admitting that on the air.
I don't care. I've admitted plenty of things on the air in the past. Mm-hmm. Far more damning things than that. No, I don't have the same drive that guys do. That's why I don't go out to clubs. And when we opened the relationship, I could have gone out and, met women and tried to actually go and score. But
right.
I didn't, because I'm not interested in that. All I'm interested in doing is this radio show.
Right.
I just happened to come across somebody interesting at one point, and that's right. when things change.
Now, that's my one point on that, is just that where those things, where I see those things
I could see your point if I was somebody that was actively seeking out sex, but I'm not.
Right. Well,
like, if I'm in a relationship, I don't really care about actively seeking out sex. I can do the sex, and I'm fine with it, but it's not a priority.
What you're saying to me means, is, like, as far as I see it, is just...
What are you laughing about? Why are you laughing? What's so funny about that?
You have to service the partner. Like, they have to ask you, hey, what do you think?
It's not always like that, man. Which I'm just telling you, it's not the same. Anyway...
I want to hear what you're saying. What are you saying?
Because if he says that he doesn't have to have sex on a regular basis, usually it's the guy who's being the aggressor.
Right.
In this case, the woman has to come as a supplicant and say, please, may I have a little more sex?
Yeah, that's definitely a way to live. I know. That's the way I am, too.
I think it's funny.
Okay, thank goodness, Johnson.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, and it's definitely a way to be. It works out in a man's favor, very much so.
You're right about
that.
When
a man has willpower and discipline.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Because if the guy's coming to the woman saying, oh, please, please give it up to me, right? Then she's totally in control.
All power.
Well, okay, I'll give it to you after you clean the bathroom and make me dinner and whatever.
Well, why would you get into a relationship where a woman might use that as a leverage?
I wouldn't. Thanks.
I'm
just pointing that out. There are lots of guys that do that are desperate for sex.
A gal that would use that as a leverage is not the woman that I would want to be in a relationship
with. I agree with you.
But, also the flip side to that is that a gal might not even necessarily always intentionally use that as leverage. It just might be that she has a lower sex drive or is, I've got a headache.
Sure.
And that's no fun either.
Right, I've never heard that once.
Yeah, neither have I.
Well, at this point, it's trite, and you wouldn't use it.
Or if I did have it, hear it or whatever, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Usually it would be me saying, I'm too tired. Can't we do it in the morning? 800-259-5791. So, are we done with the open relationship, or did you have
No, because I still don't support it. And the reason why is, again, because... of first of all, like I said, with the weird things that you can't necessarily predict with how things go with open relationships, and I don't know, I'm just kind of talking here, so I don't really have any good examples, but maybe you can help me kind of flesh it out as far as things that can possibly happen. There are all these different things, like, for example, with an open relationship, you have to have a very specific set of rules of what's okay and what's not.
Sure.
And you have to define all those things. But how are you going to predict every single one of those circumstances? And then you have to deal with jealousy. The reason why I don't...
Now, wait a minute. Part of the idea about having an open relationship is to improve communication. Instead of having people going behind somebody else's back and cheating and not telling anybody what's going on, maybe having unprotected sex without the other partner knowing, the idea with the open relationship, if something comes up, a question about the rules comes up, it should be talked about in advance. You don't go out and you just... do things and then talk about it after the fact.
What if something happens in the heat of the moment? You forgot. You never asked that question about that rule. You have to stop down. There's always going to be what ifs with an open relationship. relationship situation, and that's what's...
I think that the what-ifs with the open relationship are far better than the total what-if with a monogamous relationship and somebody cheating in that relationship. You don't know at all what's going
on there. If somebody's cheating, but that's
and
the
odds,
don't ever get involved
and
in that.
Odds are good that someone could cheat on
I
you.
I don't believe that one bit.
40% of Americans have admitted to cheating on their partner. 800-259-5791, and those are the ones
nothing.
That are
nothing
admitting. That. What do you mean it means nothing?
Well, I'll talk about
I think
it when
that
we
number
come
should
back.
Be higher.
It means nothing.
Todd in Switzerland's on the line as well. We're going to get to him. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website, freetalklive.com, and every photo there is validated. What that means is that it's a requirement to get on the Shrine. You have a validated photo. It means that the ladies in the picture in question have proven that they listen to the show. You can find out more about that by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about open relationships. We're talking about cheating. And I cited a statistic that, man, which you dug up, that said that over 40% of Americans have actually admitted to cheating on their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, Johnson, you said that's BS?
I say that that's a demographic. There are different demographics of people. I'd like to see what groups of people, like what their income level is. There's all different sorts of statistics where those things are they're corollaries.
You think rich people cheat more or less?
I don't know. I would say less. I would say rich people probably cheat a whole lot less.
Why?
Why? Because they have money. They're in a relationship. They're in
because
business.
Because destructive
more
behavior
attachment.
Makes you poor.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
So you know, everybody, destructive behavior makes you freaking poor.
Right.
It's just, that's plainly
isn't it
clear.
Possible
yeah.
that you could be rich and have a really boring life and maybe, I mean, we've read
all
stories
these things
about
are possible.
Rich people,
but people that
don't have open,
just,
like, they don't have open relationships. They're either rich and they just go around sleeping with a lot of people. Or they tend to have monogamous relationships.
And it depends
general,
on your definition of rich. I mean, if you're talking about the top 0.1%, I bet those people are you know, have a tendency to sleep around a bit more. But if you're talking about the top 25%,
uh-huh.
you're talking about people that don't cheat much.
Interesting.
You're talking about the bottom 25%?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Johnson, that I'd be interested
getting around.
I'd be interested to see a breakdown on that.
Yeah.
A demographic breakdown. Because that would mean there'd be some groups that have more incidences of cheating as well.
I bet the number drops from like 40 down to like 10, 5.
Well 40 is an average, so it probably goes from 65 down to 5.
Yeah, well, nonetheless, yeah, Johnson, you say you've had terrible experiences with open relationships, but on the other side...
Terrible. I shouldn't say terrible.
On the other side of that coin, we've had people call in that have had positive, are in positive experiences with open relationships. So it's certainly up, it's still up right. for call.
But calls are, you know...
Well,
they're
just as legitimate as what you have to say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No.
So I'm still interested in hearing from you if you want to comment on this or anything else. 800-259-5791, but we need to go to the phones.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Right. Calls are what we go to, and that's why I yelled out steal.
So we need to talk to Todd in Switzerland. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Todd. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bring up, and I'm moving a little away from the open relationship question, although I think everyone should be able to do whatever they want in their relationships as long as it's honest and...
Well, as long as you have an agreement between you and the other person, then yeah.
But recently this big scandal concerning the wiretapping without federal warrants was brought up into the media, and I thought it's interesting that some of the cases in the past that have been similar, one of them was when Truman tried to seize the steel plants during the Korean War, and he claimed that under the his wartime powers, he should be able to just take those steel plants and produce steel while maintaining the management that was already in place.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
It was a really big Supreme Court case. I mean, it went through several levels of appeal, but the point was there was a union strike about to occur, the United Steelworkers of America,
mm-hmm.
and then there were was the management of all these various steel plants, and the controversy was that these two parties were trying to work that out on their own, and Truman was really worried that it wasn't it was going to fail, basically, the negotiations, and that
right.
they wouldn't have steel for defense purposes.
Right, so if he took over the steel plants and the workers were on strike, what good would it do to take over the steel plants?
Well, he would have sent in, you know, people, and basically the strike would have been moot because they would have sent in, I assume, people that he could provide, I don't know, whether that's from defense or whatever. They would have
yeah, they've never made steel before. I mean, you can't exactly walk into a steel plant and figure it out first day on the job.
I understand completely what you're saying, but right. it was of great concern to both the union and the steel management, so apparently it would have been
practical. So what happened? What ended up happening?
So what happened was that, and this was immediately brought to the courts, and they went through several levels of appeal. What the decision came back was a justice by the name of Black said that, no, actually, the president doesn't have any power that isn't basically specifically given to him in the Constitution for this sort of matter.
Right.
You know, it's on American soil. There's no. It has nothing to do with war because it's just a product that's being produced in a plant.
Okay.
And he was basically not allowed to do it. And I think that why it's being brought up today is that Bush is claiming that in a time of war, a so-called time of war, that he has the power as the president to executive power to act and specifically
right. He's claiming he can do whatever he wants to.
He can break the law.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court said no. Actually, anything that's not guaranteed to him in specifically by the Congress.
So you're saying if there's some sort of I don't know. Is anybody bringing a case in regards to these wiretaps? Or is it
well,
just,
the problem is we don't know who was wiretapped.
Great point.
And the Supreme Court requires standing. Standing means that you have been damaged. So
right.
you would have to know that, you know.
So nobody knows.
say,
right, so he's going to get away with this.
Say you were wiretapped because you have this really radical radio show on every week, and people are getting uneasy. And
right. So what you're pointing out is that there has been a Supreme Court case that has said the president's powers are restricted by the Constitution. However, nobody's challenged. There's no way to challenge what it is that he's done, since it was done illegally.
We need more media coverage of this so that we can find out who is damaged. And then
no doubt about it, Todd. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you all the way from Switzerland. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
And man, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff there. It's all free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, and more. All on the house, and it always will be, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. Free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we do have an option for you. It's called the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. Over 150 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Why? Well, they could be doing it for their own reasons, like they want to get access to the classic archives that we give to the amplifiers. Maybe they want to get into the amplifier-only forum on our bulletin board system. You know, there's a few different things that you get if you're an amplifier that you don't get if you're just a regular listener. Maybe that's why they're doing it, or maybe they want to help us out, because what we do with the money, with the $3 a month, is we promote the show. We take that money, turn it into advertising, internet advertising, radio industry advertising to recruit more radio stations, to get more internet listeners, to grow Free Talk Live. And that's, of course, what the AMP program is all about. We do actually have some milestones that we've created. So along the path towards our goal, we've got different things that we've promised that we'll do. For instance, upgrading the quality of the archives, webcam, that's on the way.
Right.
24-hour stream instead of just the occasional stream. And more. The final goal of the AMP program is to reduce the commercial inventory on the show, reduce commercial time by 25%. This is a serious goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a 4 minute per hour reduction of commercial time, which we will do when we reach our goal. And you can help us by amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. So, before we go tonight, did you guys have anything else you want to do? Otherwise, I've got a phone-related issue.
Okay.
Since we touched on those disposable cell phones earlier with Walt's call, well, Dennis emailed the show in regards to what's going on in Somalia. Now, Somalia is certainly not necessarily an anarchy situation. Somalia is a situation where you have warlords, where you have a government that has just failed, and it is not true voluntary anarchy, necessarily. But nonetheless, there's some interesting examples coming out of there, because it is free market in some ways, and the cell phone market is one of those. There's no regulations whatsoever. As Dennis points out, a lot of people in this country, like the progressives, are so concerned that if we don't have regulations on companies, they'll gouge consumers unless they're restrained by the laws. Like, if you don't control these phone companies, they'll take advantage of you and, you know, charge outrageous prices and give you terrible service.
Well, I don't know if he's walked every step of this thought process. For one, Dennis.
What do you mean?
Well, the phone companies won't give you terrible service.
No, you're right. He's going to point out why. A call from a Somali mobile phone is generally cheaper and clearer than a call from anywhere else in Africa. No government means no state telecoms companies to worry about, no corrupt ministry officials to pay off, as there is no ministry, and the freedom to choose the best value equipment. Taxes payable to a tentative local authority or strongman are seldom more than 5%, security is another 5%, and customs duties are next to nothing. There's no need to pay for licenses or to pay to put up masts. It's a vivid illustration of the way in which governments, for all their lip service to extending communications, can often be more of a hindrance than a help.
Hmm.
In fact, I've read elsewhere that about the phone situation there, that you can go and purchase a landline in Somalia or a cell phone, and it's literally the landline is hooked up within hours. Whereas even in the United States, you could sometimes be waiting days for that sort of thing. So interesting little example from the very, very poor country of Somalia. So that is it for tonight, everybody. We're going to be coming back tomorrow for our three-hour Saturday night edition,
woo-hoo,
which should be good because we got more affiliates coming on. Indianapolis, I think, is going to be joining us.
Notes, looking for a safe haven.
There was no music. Did you guys hear music there?
Nope.
I didn't hear any music. All right, good night.
But actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.